Montaigne, née Jessica Cero, à seulement 23 ans, est devenue un nom majeur de la musique australienne. Elle a maintenant 24 ans, elle parle français et sa chanson Eurovision Don't Break Me sortira vendredi 31 janvier 2020. Elle est avec nous sur SBS French. Montaigne, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Et merci d'être avec nous sur SBS en français.
Pas de problème.
Alors parlez-nous un peu de vous. Vous allez participer à l'Eurovision cette année. Comment est-ce que vous vous sentez ?
Bien. Je me sens bien. Je suis confiante à propos de la compétition. J'aime la chanson que j'essaie. Je pense que je suis prête à performer. Oui, je pense que je suis bien à performer. Je trouve ça naturel pour moi à performer. Donc, je pense que Eurovision, c'est une bonne idée pour moi. Je me sens confortable avec ça.
Racontez-nous votre passion pour la musique.
I always loved writing, whether it be songs or stories or poems, and I always loved singing. That was another thing that came naturally. Like, music is kind of just my forte, and I was initially, like you said, playing sport a lot and was very interested in football, and I hoped that would be my path to scholarship education in the USA. So I would do football and then in the women's league in the US and then study science. And then I ended up I ended up just falling into music through Triple J, which is the ABC's youth broadcaster, and they have a high school competition. And j'ai entraîné mes chansons dans cette compétition et I didn't win. I didn't win, but out of that came a lot of opportunities for me. And I ended up signing with a publishing label and a recording label, and I obtained a management. And that kind of kicked a ball rolling that hasn't stopped rolling. I still play, je fais du foot encore, parce que j'aime encore. Mais la musique, c'est le focus central dans ma vie.
Et quelles sont vos inspirations?
Beaucoup d'artistes, j'aime David Bowie, Queen, Fiona Apple, Regina Spektor, Björk, Feist, Arcade Fire, Bright Eyes, il y a beaucoup d'artistes, Talking Heads aussi. J'aime une grande variété de musique, je pense, et ça change avec toute l'année. I think I'm very self-reflective. Je me réfléchis beaucoup. I journal a lot. I like to write a lot and read a lot about sort of psychology, and not write a lot about psychology. I read a lot about psychology. I find that really utile. Et je trouve que those topics end up in my songs a lot, I think. And just especially relationships and the sort of a very clinical observations about those things, I think. And then I try to weave some poetry in there. But generally I find that I have quite a neurotic edge in my songwriting, I think.
Est-ce que vous pouvez nous parler de votre chanson à l'Eurovision?
Don't Break Me. And je lisais un livre qui s'appelle Codependent No More by Melody Beattie at the time, and I guess I've had issues with codependent tendencies and sort of unhealthy relationships in my life, and while I was reading this book I found it really insightful and relatable, and I sort of started writing this song about a relationship breakdown and someone who's at their wit's end and has had enough with the imbalance in the relationship. And so it is, again, quite a neurotic song. It's I think it's quite it's quite a defeated song, but I think the way it's going to be performed is like going to be quite powerful and energetic and uplifting and émouvant. Yeah.
Montagne, merci d'avoir été avec nous sur les ondes de SBS en français.
Encore pas de problème.